Di Đà Phật, xin mời đại chúng cùng chắp tay niệm Phật. Please join your palms so we recite the Buddha's name three times. Nam mô A Bổn Sư Thích Ca Mâu Ni Phật. Nam mô A Bổn Sư Thích Ca Mâu Ni Phật. Nam mô Bổn Sư Thích Ca Mâu Ni Phật. Trước khi chúng ta pháp thoại bằng tiếng Việt, xin đại chúng cho Pháp Hòa 5 phút tới 10 phút để Pháp Hòa tóm tắt pháp thoại bằng tiếng Anh. Tại hôm nay rất đông những người ngoại quốc cũng như các bạn trẻ không biết tiếng Việt đó, thì nếu mình dịch bằng cái ống nghe thì không có đủ, thì thôi thì xin phép được nói tiếng Anh trước. Good morning, my dear brothers, sisters and friends. First of all, I would like to wish all of you and your family a very happy new year. We also appreciate your presence, your practice in the past year, and hopefully you will continue your diligent practice in the coming year. And as you can see that we celebrate the year of the snake. And each year when it's arrived to each of the year, and we used to bring some meaning, some symbol about the zodiac. And today, this year, this is the year of the snake. And in the Buddhist scripture, lot of Dharma talks from the Buddha mentioned about the snake. And today, I just expert a very short version in one of the scripture about the snake. So what can we learn from the snake? Usually when we talk about the snake, we think about the poisons, we think about something evil. But actually depends on how we view on the snake. Some of the story, the snake, very helpful. Some of the story, the snake, very evil. But based on the snake, we can learn three things from the snake. First, the snake is crawling. And when it's crawling, it firm the body on earth and try to move up. And the Buddha said, we can learn from the snake. We need to use the ground, symbol for the solid, the solidity of your mind, the solid of your practice. So you have to base on that, and also the ground, the solid of your understanding. Because whatever we want to do without understanding, we are unable to successful, we are unable to complete, we are unable to happy what we want to do. For example, every week on Sunday, you wake up early, you go to temple. And I know many young people don't like it. And they hope that the temple can make the service around 2 or 3 p.m. so they can attend. But all the churches, all the temple service so early. But when you wake up early, that means you prepare for your day. And because you understand going to the church, going to the temple every Sunday morning, you can learn a lot. You can practice, you can learn. So therefore, because you understand that, that's why you will do wholeheartedly. Not only going to temple, anything we do in our daily life, anything we understand deeply, and we will do it wholeheartedly. That's why when you come to temple, you see we have the drum, we have the bell. The drum symbolize for understanding. The bell symbolize for love. So we can learn the first thing from the snake. The snake have no feet, no legs. The snake need to use the body and base on the ground and move up. We need to base on the understanding to move up. The second thing we can learn from the snake. When the snake smell some herbals that able to against them, they will move away. They never stick around any trees, any plants, any herbals that may harm them. The Buddha said, we also have to learn like the snake. If we feel someone who is not a good friend, who unable to give us a good understanding, a good lecture, who always advise us to do something wrong, we should move away from them. You can sense, you can feel. For example, if somebody come to you, give you a lot of money, and ask you to do something very simple, and remember the Buddha said, anything is easy to receive. They always have a very strong purpose at the back. But just at first, they want to convince you. That's why they come to you in a very easy way. You get benefit from them in a very easy way. But that is not the point. So one day, the Buddha walked to the corner with his attendant, Ananda. And there was a tree with lots of fruits. But nobody picked it. And the Buddha asked Ananda, Ananda, do you know why the tree is right at the corner with lots of fruits, but how come nobody pick it? This is the poison tree. So something very convenient for you to pick, but how come no one pick? So we need to have the understanding, the insight. That's why we light the candles. The candles symbolize for understanding. The incense symbolize for your morality, your virtue, your practice. Anything we do without understanding, we are unable to bring the true love to someone we love. Love must go along with understanding. So the snake, if the snake smell any plants, any herbals, can against them, they move away. We need to learn like the snake. If you sense someone, if you feel something, if you feel someone who come to you with a very negative purpose, you should be careful. Do not socialize with bad friends. If have no friends, that's fine. We can live alone. But we are not lonely. You can live alone, but you are not lonely. It's better than you socialize with lots of friends, but only bad friends. So in Buddhism we said, in Vietnamese we said, if you get close to the light, you get light. You are bright. If you close to the dark, you get dark. The third thing the Buddha teach us can learn from the snake. After the snake, the poison snake bites some animals, the snake run away. We can learn from that, not bite someone. But we learn from the snake, after we correct our mistake, do not repeat. Do not hang around. Let example, you want to quit smoke. And after you successful in your quitting, don't get close to those who smoke. because they will convince you to continue to smoke. So if you get close to the environment, that may bring you, that may encourage you to continue your mistakes. And that is not the right, that is not the point. So in Buddhism, understanding the insight, the mindfulness, is like the sunshine, it's like the light. We need to use that and shining clearly into each of the words, each of the things we supposed to do. The Buddha said understanding and love is very important in our daily practice. If we love someone, we have no understanding. Sometimes the more we love, the more we make the one we love suffer. Suffer with our love. So today, the year of the snake. There are lots of stories, lots of teachings from the Buddha about the snake. And a very, very basic, you can hear from a lot of Buddhist practitioners. They said, oh, the greed, the hate, the ignorance, tham, sân, si, the greed, the hate, the ignorance, they are like the poison snakes. So we must get away from them. Because they stay in us, and every day we just nourish for that three poison snakes. So you come to temple on Sundays, regularly, or you come to meditation class on Friday night, to practice sitting meditation, to listen to some of the Buddha's teachings, and those are the food for your mind, food for your heart, food for your souls, and food for your daily practice. May the Buddha bless you all with health, with peace, and joyful. And remember the three things we can learn from the snake today. Again, Happy New Year.